your education ended then at Central High School. You didn't go on, did you?
I went to OU for a half year. I was in ROTC there for a half year. And I used to come home every Friday night and help my dad. He was in the north side, 352 Greenwood. He had to stay open late at night because the people that traded there were people that worked at homes. So then after Saturday night, I'd take the bus and go back to Oklahoma City and then get to Norman. Finally, as I said, they kept talking me into going into something else. But my first deal was I sold an oil company named A. Pepys. He had an oil company, independent.
You sold your pipe to them?
So I'd go buy a string of pipe in my truck and sell it to him. Finally, I started buying used equipment from oil companies that quit drilling. They'd have jars and tools and things like that. So when I opened up my pipe yard on 15 East Cameron, I had all kinds of tools, spang tools, which are good, but they were secondhand. And little by little, then I started calling on oil companies myself, buying their surplus junk and stuff like that until finally, I got a distributorship from Youngstown Sheet and Tube. Pipe was awful scarce, but they built a new steel mill in Indiana Harbor, so they needed some distributors. They made me a distributor, and that way I had new pipe. And of course, pipe was scarce in those days, so I was able to sell it. And of course, they owned Continental IMCO. And Continental IMCO would let me sell their engines. In fact, Murphy still in business here. Hmm. We used to sell his engines through Continental IMCO, which belonged to Youngstown.
Who would be your customers if you were selling used pipe?
There would be a lot of independent companies like drill oil wells. They need secondhand surface pipe, so they'd buy 400 or 500 feet. But our main customers were sulfur companies, and they used to buy this 8-inch pipe and run it in wells 1,200, 1,400 feet deep because it was so reasonable, and they'd steam it and make the sulfur come out. Jefferson Lake Sulfur Company was one of my best customers. They were in Brazoria, Texas, and I used to sell them all their pipe secondhand. Finally, when Harold Manley, he retired from Sunray, and he opened up a place for Jefferson Lake Sulfur Company in Canada.
When the pipe was used, there was really nothing wrong with it.
Just old.
And it couldn't be used, I guess.
I mean, the weight of the pipe was 28 pounds. It might not have been number one, but it was number two. But for the purpose for using it to go in a weld for surface pipe and everything, it was plenty good. Mm-hmm. And it could save a lot of money by using it.
Were there other people in that business, other companies?
Yes, there was.
So there was some competition then?
Right.